First, though, the U.S. government has released its monthly jobs report. It's one measure of how the economy as a whole is doing. The report that just came out is for the month of September, and it was a disappointment. Economists had expected that 479,000 jobs would have been added last month. The actual number was well below half that, according to the U.S. Labor Department. It was the second month in a row that the number of jobs added to the American economy was dramatically lower than what economists predicted, and no one knows exactly why the growth in this area has slowed down. Many economists point to continued concerns about the coronavirus pandemic and the Delta variant of the disease. That was reportedly twice as contagious as previous versions of it. But while new COVID cases hit a high point in late August and early September, they have been steadily decreasing since then. Critics of the government's stimulus programs say they were too generous, that they gave too much money to people who weren't working. States that opted out of those programs early did see their employment grow faster, according to government data. But the federal stimulus programs ended in early September, and still, many Americans haven't returned to work. Experts say other reasons for this could include problems finding childcare, workers considering changing their careers, and requirements that employees have a coronavirus vaccine, which some don't want to get. These could all be factors in why fewer jobs are being added. The unemployment rate, the percentage of American workers who don't have a job, that fell to 4.8% in September from 5.2% the month before. Those are the lowest unemployment rates since March of last year, and usually that would be good news. But economists say the unemployment rate only counts the workers who are actively looking for jobs. Many Americans are not, so they say that picture may not be as pretty as the number alone suggests. Overall, U.S. job growth in September was the lowest it's been all year.